This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Inspector General for the Department of Homeland Security has issued a report warning of dangerous overcrowding in migrant detention facilities in the border state of Texas. The report came a day after a group of U.S. lawmakers, all Democrats, toured detention centers and denounced the conditions there as horrifying. In the wake of those revelations, protests against President Trump's immigration policies are being held across the country. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Demonstrators descended on local congressional offices in a number of cities demanding the same thing. Justin Hugie, protesting outside Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn's Houston office, says people are demanding change.
They have to get involved, they have to get activated, they have to show up.
The Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General, in a report, warns facilities in South Texas are seriously overcrowded, needing immediate attention. The report finds conditions are due to a surge in families crossing the border seeking asylum. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Trump administration is giving up plans to include a citizenship question on the 2020 census. That means the Census Bureau can now start printing forms to be sent to more than 100 million American homes. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Printing of the 2020 census questionnaire began Tuesday without a citizenship question the Trump administration wanted to include. The decision to move forward was somewhat surprising, since President Donald Trump had indicated he would ask his attorneys about possibly delaying the census next spring. Trump floated the idea of delaying the census after the U.S. Supreme Court halted the addition of a citizenship question last week. The Census Bureau says printed postcards and letters will be sent out next March, reminding residents about the census. Most respondents are expected to answer the questionnaire by Internet. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You're listening to VOA News. The remaining signatories to the 2015 International Pact to